President Barack Obama today turned down a request from the Western Alaska village of Newtok for a disaster declaration. Newtok applied for relief based on erosion and thawing permafrost that are expected to destroy the village within 3 years. It was a test of whether the nation's disaster laws apply to these kinds of climate change impacts. As Rachel Waldholz of Alaska's Energy Desk reports, the answer from the White House was no.
Newtok's relocation coordinator, Romy Cadiente, heard the news in a phone call Wednesday morning from Kenneth Murphy, the regional administrator for FEMA, the Federal Emergency Management Agency.
We were shocked.
Cadiente says after years of trying to scrape together funding, he thought the disaster declaration was Newtok's best chance to access the tens of millions of dollars needed to move the village out of harm's way. Engineers estimate Newtok is losing an average of 70 feet per year to the Ninglick River, and Cadiente says the situation is now dire.
We're going to lose homes this year. We're going to lose our water supply this year. It is dangerous for our village. Where do we put these people? Do you ship them off to Bethel? And if so, who pays for all of that stuff?
A spokesperson with FEMA says, as a matter of policy, the agency doesn't offer details on why a president chooses not to issue a disaster declaration. She says only that Newtok's request did not fit the requirements of the Stafford Act, the law that governs disaster relief. The request was unusual because it identified damage that's taken place over multiple years, as well as damage expected in the coming 3 years. Disaster declarations are usually issued in response to a single specific event. Mike Wallery is the village attorney. He says the existing system fails communities like Newtok.
What this means as a practical matter is that the village is going to have to wait until these homes are destroyed, rather than taking any kind of preemptive disaster response.
Cadiente says it's particularly disappointing after Obama visited Alaska in 2015 and even mentioned the plight of climate refugees during his farewell address in Chicago when he said this.
Our children won't have time to debate the existence of climate change. They'll be busy dealing with its effects. More environmental disasters, more economic disruptions, waves of climate refugees seeking sanctuary.
Cadiente says that's Newtok.
And when the storms get more severe, the flooding, the erosion, the permafrost degradation, what happens to us? What do we do now?
Newtok plans to appeal the decision. The village has 30 days to submit an updated request to the incoming Trump administration. From Alaska's Energy Desk, I'm Rachel Waldholz in Anchorage.